Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 89. Tonight, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 72. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Governor J.B. Pritzker posted on Facebook yesterday that his Rebuild Illinois project would breathe new life into higher education institutions around the state, including two in the IECC. The post said $5 million had been designated for capital improvements at Frontier Community College and Olney Central College. However, FCC President Dr. Jay Edgren said no money has actually been allocated for those projects. Per Dr. Edgren, FCC has a roughly $2.64 million student education and support center on the district's Resource Allocation and Management Plan, or RAMP, list. Olney has a $2.3 million Applied Technology Center on that same list. Dr. Redgren described it as a dream sheet of potential projects for the colleges, and he said recent legislation has allowed FCC to move its project off that list and one step closer to reality. However, as no actual money has been presented, there is no time frame to start the project, nor a guarantee that it will start. Dr. Redgren said nothing appears imminent at this time, but he did say that Governor Pritzker has, quote, put the college one step closer, but it's taken about 15 years to move that step. Moreover, if and when the project does begin, Dr. Redgren said the state would fund 75% of its total cost. That would leave the district responsible for the remaining 25%. More news next.
When there's no time to be sick, let SSM Health help you feel better faster. For just $25, you can consult an SSM health provider online about most minor illnesses. Just answer a few questions, receive your treatment plan, and a prescription if needed. It's that easy. Virtual visits are available to everyone. No insurance is required. Start the healing from home at ssmhealth.com/virtualvisit.
Just like the many Independence Day traditions, there's another tradition. Since 1975, people have been going to Leland's Mower and Tiller in Carmi for Echo, Snapper, and Snapper Pro sales and service. When it comes to mowing, make sure you go to Leland's Mower and Tiller, 1400 North in rural Carmi.
In other news, the Wayne County 4-H Home Economics Show was held recently at the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield. 4-H'ers exhibited their clothing and food projects, and state fair qualifiers and trophy winners were named. In the clothing category, Remy Taylor, Riley Taylor, and Sarah McGeehee were chosen to advance to the Illinois State Fair in Springfield. The three were trophy winners as well in STEAM clothing 1, 2, and 3, respectively. Macy Edwards was named as an alternate to the state fair. Six 4-H'ers were selected to go to the state fair in foods, including Abigail Hallis and Audrey Fletcher for Cooking 101, Maggie Kuntz, Hannah Ficus, and Logan Hodges for Cooking 201, and Addison Hutchcraft for Food Preservation. The Wayne County 4-H Dog Obedience Show was also held recently at the Wayne County Fairgrounds. The winner of the show was Megan Anderson, who was also the Senior Showmanship winner. Kenna Anselment was the Junior Showmanship winner. The office of Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson says as of the end of the business day yesterday, 79% of payments for county mobile home tax bills had been received. The office said that was in line with average payment, though it could still receive mail postmarked before July 1st. For late payments, it reminds people that they will be subject to a $25 monthly penalty, which will cap at $100. The total amount extended this year was $112,521.30. 20-year-old Golden Gate resident Ace A. Haygood was arrested last night by Wayne County deputies on charges of criminal trespass to a residence and criminal damage to property $300 or less. Haygood was transported to the Wayne County Jail and released after posting bond. 28-year-old Carmi resident Charlie J. Buchanan was arrested in Carmi yesterday afternoon by Carmi police on a charge of driving with a revoked license. She was also wanted on an Edwards County warrant for failure to appear in court for speeding. Buchanan was released from the White County Jail after posting $395 bond. Burnt Prairie Mayor Dakota Short has alleged 29-year-old Jace Webb has taken steps to get water, despite the village's efforts to shut it off. Short reportedly called White County deputies on Monday about the issue. He said the village had shut Webb's water off in June, as he is reportedly more than $800 behind on his water bill and has refused to make an effort to catch up. Short said village employees checked a water meter on Monday and found a lock had been cut, restoring water to Webb's residence. A signed complaint for theft of services has been filed. Increased activity of severe thunderstorms and high winds this storm season are believed to be the cause of a tower collapse at the WMIX and WDML studios Monday evening in Mount Vernon. At about 5:33, the 160-foot tower collapsed in a northeasterly direction away from the studio and onto the property of a neighboring car dealership. The collapse damaged a vehicle at the dealership in addition to property at the studio. It also caused a brief outage for all three radio stations. The station is expected to build a new 140-foot tower and to make numerous upgrades. The City of Fairfield will have fireworks tomorrow at Southwest Park. City Fire Chief Andrew Miller said his department will provide fire coverage for the event, which he said will begin at around 9:15. For those setting off fireworks on their own, Chief Miller said they shouldn't shoot off anything illegal. Even legal consumer fireworks, though, can be dangerous if people aren't careful.
You know, nothing flammable around them. Keep kids away. Things like that. Sparklers, obviously, is a big thing. And those are, you know, burn 1,200 degrees. And so that causes burn injuries where even if you've had a sparkler that you've used and laid down and you know, children are prone to go back and pick back up and end up burning their hands and things like that. So just the thing that, you know, gets hit on every year is be safe about it. Don't stand over the top of them when you're doing them.
The Fairfield area experienced a very wet June, but Chief Miller said there still could be some danger of starting fires, especially around wheat.
The thing that you're going to have to watch out for is the wheat is dry right now. So anything that had wheat planted in it, even the stubble is still flammable because it dries out, not really mattering how much rain we've had. So they need to be, again, aware of their surroundings and not shoot anything off in that direction. So, yeah, I mean, there is... Even with all the rain we had, there is still possibility of an incidental fire starting from a firework. And it doesn't have to be just ground cover. It can be dried leaves in a gutter, you know, on a house or something like that even, that can inadvertently start a fire and not be immediately noticed.
Chief Miller said a good rule of thumb for knowing the legality of fireworks is that objects that can be held in one hand and lit with the other, like firecrackers, bottle rockets, and Roman candles are illegal in the state. A full listing of what is legal and what isn't is available at the Illinois State Fire Marshal's website. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will hold its first annual 360 Wellness Day next Saturday, July 13th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the hospital's front lawn. The event is free and open to the public, and it will include special demonstrations, motivational speakers, interactive information booths, inflatables for kids, and several other activities. It will also include a raffle for 26 baskets of various themes that anyone can enter to win at no cost, as FMH Foundation Executive Director Mariah McDaniel explains.
26 baskets, and we had all of our departments are involved in this, so it's our departments that have put them together, and they have come up with all these different kind of themes. So there is actually a basket that is local gift cards, so they're going to put those all together. We have different ones, as we have a movie night, we have tailgating, we have day at the park, we have a spa day, car detailing, game night, holiday world, Cardinals themed. That's just a little taste of it. But like Shauna mentioned earlier, we are going to be posting pictures of these on our Facebook before the actual event.
The event will feature a full schedule of events, including several workout and exercise opportunities, Zumba, a healthy cooking demonstration, and a visit from Jerry Kinney and Ed Potts. McDaniel, appearing on the Community Connection earlier this week, says the day will begin at 9 with a warm-up.
So our first event is actually our therapy department. They're going to be putting a dynamic warm-up together. So it's just kind of get your muscles warmed up for the if you want to be involved in the other activities. So that'll start at 9, and we actually have events going on pretty much every 30 minutes of the event to kind of get you guys involved in that activity.
FMH Dietary Services will also provide a cookout from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Anyone looking for more information can contact McDaniel at 847-8297 or FMH Marketing Director Shauna Williams at 847-8242. Fairfield Public School District 112 will conduct registration for all students, pre-K through 8th grades, on July 16th and 17th in the new gymnasium at Center Street School. People should enter through the gym lobby doors. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on July 16th and from 8 to 1 on the 17th. All students must register prior to the beginning of school. The district says students will have their school photos taken at registration, and Horizon Healthcare will be on site to provide school and sports physicals for $20 on the 16th from 10 to 4. They will accept cash or check, and no appointment is necessary. Proof of household income will be required for pre-K students this year at registration per state requirements. A list of acceptable forms was sent out to all current students. The 2019-2020 registration fees for grades K through 8 will be $40. An additional $20 technology fee will be applied to those in 4th through 8th grades. Those fees must be paid at the time of registration. Every child entering school for the first time, as well as those entering 6th grade, must present proof of a physical examination. Students will not be allowed to begin classes until a physical is complete. Every child entering kindergarten, 2nd, and 6th grades must present proof of a dental examination. All kindergarten students and older entering school for the first time must present proof of an eye exam. The first day of school for kindergarten through 8th grades will be August 16th with a 2 o'clock dismissal. The first day for pre-K students will be August 21st. Buses will run on a temporary schedule the first week. Children who aren't eligible to ride a bus may do so by paying a fee of $80 for one child and then $40 for each additional child. Transportation fees must be paid before bus service begins. More information regarding the first days of school and meal prices will be available at registration. Parents or guardians of new students and those who have moved will be required to sign a verification of residence statement when registering their student. Proof of residence will be required, such as a driver's license, utility bill, telephone bill, real estate tax form, or any monthly statement. The verification of residence statement will assure school officials that the child and their legal guardian legally reside within the boundaries of Fairfield Public School District 112. The statement will also inform the legal guardian that falsification or misstatement of residence will result in a tuition and penalty fee. The 2019-2020 tuition fees, as established by the Illinois State Board of Education for the district, will be a maximum of $8,759.84. Supply lists for both schools will be available at registration. Preschool screenings will be conducted on August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the First Christian Church. Staff will be available to schedule appointments for these screenings at registration. The City of Fairfield has announced that Republic Services will be on a one-day delay for the July 4th holiday. Tomorrow's trash route will be run on Friday, and Friday's route will be run on Saturday. Any questions or concerns can be directed to the Fairfield City Hall at 842-2294. corn planting is still not complete, as we hear in the weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
Rain has continually delayed work in the fields, leaving farmers behind schedule. 95% of corn has now been planted and 89% emerged. 42% of corn is rated in good to excellent condition, a slight decline. Crop statistician Mark Scheusener says 87% of soybeans have been planted.
78% of soybean acres have emerged compared to 96% normally. The condition of Illinois soybeans was rated as 17% of acres in very poor to poor condition, 39% fair, and 44% in good to excellent condition, nearly unchanged from 1 week ago.
47% of winter wheat has been harvested, and 35% of the crop is rated in good to excellent condition. Average statewide topsoil moisture stands at 1% short, 53% adequate, and 46% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Governor J.B. Pritzker was in Southern Illinois yesterday to tout the benefits of the recently passed Capitol bill and gambling expansion legislation. At Walker's Bluff in Carterville, Pritzker said the presence of a casino won't be a gamble for the economy near Carterville.
Since 2008, Walker's Bluff has served as an entertainment and tourism destination for Southern Illinois, offering jobs and opportunities to hundreds of local residents and bringing thousands of visitors face-to-face with Southern Illinois' natural beauty. This casino authorization opens the doors to even greater potential, bringing this long-envisioned expansion of Walker's Bluff one step closer to reality, and could nearly quadruple the resort's permanent jobs.
Pritzker says a number of economic engines in the Little Egypt region are getting a boost.
When I ran for governor, I came to Carterville and to Carbondale and Marion and Murfreesboro, and I told you that we would revitalize this region, and we're doing it. We gave small businesses a tax cut. We funded John A. Logan College and SIUC. We're bringing high-speed internet to every corner of Southern Illinois, and we're making big things happen all across this region.
The governor was also expected to visit members of the Laborers Union in Marion. That's the news. Area deaths next.
An average yield increase of 27 bushels per acre. That's rare in corn. So is 8 more bushels in soybeans. Yeah, if you want gains that big in your fields, you need a stronger fungicide. One that works overtime when the rest punch out. Trivapro Fungicide. Ask for it at your local Syngenta retailer. Always read and follow label instructions.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 89. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,962, up 176. The NASDAQ is at 8,159, that is up 50. August crude oil is at $56.81, that is up 56 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 62-year-old Crossville resident Carla Sue Duke died on Sunday at her home. She worked for many years at Wabash Christian in the food service department. Carla Duke is survived by her mother, Gertie, daughters Bobby Bender, Tiffany Weidenburner, and Anna Grant, son William Donahue, brothers Mark, Brian, and Chris Browning, sisters Sandy Orr, LaDonna Burris, and Janet Klug, 10 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Carla Duke will be held this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be in Concord Cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Here's your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Today, a 50% chance of scattered showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 89. Overnight, a 40% chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low of 72. Independence Day calling for a 40% chance of showers, mostly sunny, high near 89. Friday, a 60% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high of 88. Saturday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high of 87. And Sunday, a chance of showers, partly sunny, high near 86.